Us Unite podcast. My name is Maddie.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Hi there, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm here to give you one of the best pieces of advice I can offer you about improving your pronunciation. Some years ago, I was teaching a student who needed a lot of help with their pronunciation. Each lesson, they understood pronunciation rules better and better, but they couldn't see a lot of improvement in their pronunciation skills. They didn't feel the improvement, and they couldn't understand why. I told the student something that they really connected well with. I told the student that studying pronunciation is just like going to the gym. Do you go to the gym, Uniter? If you don't, have you gone in the past? And if you've never gone to the gym, I know that you've at least done some physical exercise in your life. Well, when we do any kind of new physical exercise, we are training our body to do something it's not used to doing. Let's take push-ups, for example. And if you don't know, push-ups are the exercise where you push your body up from the floor with your arms. Now, if you don't normally do push-ups, and then one day you decide to try and do 50 push-ups, it's going to be difficult for you. But why? It's because your muscles haven't developed and adapted to this exercise. And this is why when we do exercise for the first time in a long time, it hurts a lot for a few days. Exercise isn't just making your muscles stronger, it's helping them adapt to new movements. Now, you might be thinking, but Dan, is this an exercise podcast or a pronunciation podcast? It's both. Because when we learn and practice pronunciation, we are also exercising muscles in our bodies. Our lips, our tongue, our jaw, our throat, all the muscles in and around your mouth, all the muscles you use to speak. I've had students who tell me after a lesson that they're mentally tired after speaking English for an hour. I also have students who tell me that they're physically tired. They say their mouth hurts, almost like they had a mouth workout at the gym. Well, there's the connection. Developing your pronunciation in another language is a mouth workout. Have you ever felt like this after a long time speaking English? It's normal, perfectly normal. But why is it painful? Because of the way we articulate sounds in English. And if you don't know what articulation is, listen to episode 17 after this one, and you'll understand. In that podcast, I talked about English sounds that are different from your own language. If your language doesn't share the same sound, then there's a good chance that you're not used to how to make those sounds. This means that you need to move muscles in new and different ways. The stronger these muscles get and the more you practice, the better and easier it gets to achieve the results you need. It sounds like working out at the gym, doesn't it? Exercising our muscles is a way to feel good and move smoothly. Exercising our mouth muscles is the way to articulate sounds more correctly and speak more clearly. The point I'm trying to make here is that good and clear pronunciation is not magic, and it's certainly not impossible. There are ways to get better at this and sound better as well. It just takes consistent practice and motivation to do it every time. And just like the gym, without consistent practice, it's very easy to go backwards. We've all been there. We start doing exercise and our muscles hurt. If we stop exercising, our muscles go back to how they were before. And then the next time we start again, we're going to go through the same pain and have to make the same progress all over again. If you're not consistent, you won't get anywhere. You won't make any progress. This is 100% true in language learning too. The best thing you can do is build your pronunciation workout routine and stick with it consistently each and every week. And if you want to be consistent with your pronunciation practice so that you can sound clear when you speak, our pronunciation course, How to Speak Clearly, is coming out very soon, and it will help you build exactly that, consistent practice. And if you liked today's podcast, why not share it with your friends and family who are also learning English? We would really appreciate it. That's all for today, Uniter. Keep coming back to this podcast for more tips on speaking clearly. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It's English-Unite. Go say hello to us there. Until next week, bye-bye.